If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I'm
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
And it's me, Spencer. We're going to be talking about, well, some cheap travel destinations.
对，比较 affordable, 比较、mm-hmm. 价格便宜，而且就是best value, 性价比很高的这些、mm-hmm. Travel destinations, 旅游目的地。Mm-hmm. 这个呢当然我跟 Spencer 说也没用，我们两个也不是权威，但我们是很权威的 Lonely Planet 他们做的一个就2017年 Best in Travel 之 Best Value.
That's right.
对，那大家呢可以到我们的微信公众号开云英语来看今天的推送，看看这里面有没有你想去适合你的目的地啊。好，我们还是赶快说到旅游了。
Right, so as said, before we get into the list, remember guys, this is for, this is basically travel bargains for the budget conscious.
哎，对，这两个说法都很好。Mm-hmm. So, bargains. Bargain 有一个意思是讨价还价，但是它还有一个意思就是都是cheap deals,
lots of
great discounts.
Yeah, yeah. If it's a verb, it's
讨价还价。
Yeah, 讨价还价。If it's like a 名词, it's a deal.It's a good bargain.
就是优惠对吧
yeah, 优惠
然后 if you're budget conscious, budget 是预算 conscious 呢就是你、很在意很在乎一个事情
yeah, you're thinking about it. You have money on the mind, you don't want to spend too much.
对 so if you're budget conscious, these top 10 destinations would be really great.、
Mm.
Number one.
Yeah, well, number one is Nibuar. We got Nepal on the list here.
嗯，首先就是 flights， 就是这个机票，因为很多人要出去，我觉得可能到尼泊尔这些 Kathmandu、mm-hmm. 加德满都都机票会挺贵
，but、mm-hmm. but once you're there, it's cheap。
对，就是你去了当地，可能费用还可以啊。Mm-hmm.那我觉得这就是要你喜欢 outdoor 的人可能会很喜欢 Nepal、oh, spiritual、mm-hmm. 我们上一次的节目就说 spiritual cleansing、
yeah.
对吧、
yeah.
灵魂净化啊。Yeah. 好那看完 Nepal 第二个 Lonely Planet 推荐的国家很、great for the budget conscious、mm-hmm. 呢 also starts with N
Yeah, well this one is Namibia
Namibia.
Yeah.
纳米比亚
And this is like, it's kind of like northwest of South Africa.
对就是离南非比较近一点
特别近的。
那为什么这个地方是、性价比很高呢因为它的货币 its currency has been depreciating quite sharply.、
Mm.
depreciating 就是贬值
Yeah, that's right.
对所以这时候 you know, take advantage of、macro economy currency rates. 出去旅游也不错、
mm. It's a poor African country with a lot of natural splendor.
Natural splendor 就是自然界的奇观很美的啊、
嗯、对
对, 对, 对看 Lonely Planet 也是最推荐大家的旅游是说那边非常的 nature 非常漂亮、嗯、beautiful deserts、嗯、而且他说有一些 great blue sky 然后 clear starry night、嗯、晚上星空很漂亮、
嗯
而且他说 all of these won't cost you a dime
no that's right views of the beautiful desert and the you know star filled skies at night are going to be free
So, if something won't cost you a dime 是美金里面很小的一个单位、
yeah.
对吧、mm-hmm. The saying won't cost you a dime 就是也不是是说完全免费吗 Totally free or like really really cheap
For the most part it means it's free
Free、mm.
But I mean if it doesn't cost you a dime Maybe it'll cost you a penny or a nickel But that's extremely cheap So it's practically free
啊、基本上就是免费的东西啊。好那接下来第三个 Lonely Planet 推荐大家可以去的地方是、
葡萄牙
Portugal.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so here on the list, it's not just Portugal, but it's actually Porto, Portugal. So I believe
it's... City.
Yeah, it's a city in Portugal. I've yet to go to Portalha, so I have no experience here, Jenny.
我其中我的一个想象就也是那里的 currency depreciate 比较严重、mm-hmm. 对吧、mm-hmm. 葡萄牙、哎、其实我们真的很陌生了 maybe、mm-hmm. 我只知道 Lisbon 里斯本
yeah, and the Azores they have some islands off the coast
对对对
called the Azores
但是这个 Porto 看 Lonely Planet 的照片特别漂亮它是一个海港城市
嗯嗯、mm-hmm, 对
英语那个词 port
yeah so it's a port
海港对吧
yeah.
就这意思啊 Porto 所以你看它靠海然后就 very traditional European architecture.
Yeah. I mean, I bet it, you know, 应该有吃的有喝的 It's probably really a comfortable place with delicious things to taste.
对，这是 Lonely Planet 说那里的肉类特别好吃 Steak,、oh, yeah. ham, sausage.
And melted cheese.
啊，然后 cheese 也很好。
And after that, you can have a visit to the hospital for your cardiac bypass.
没有，但是旅游的时候你会走很多路。其实我反而觉得旅游很，就算你吃很多 you still stay in shape because you know, you're
I don't know,、
active.
Jen, you might be riding this cable car here in the picture.
cable car, 对，这张照片真的很漂亮 yeah, 海港旁边坐那个缆车 cable car、好呢嗯我们看了前三个性价比很高的目的地接下来这个 I was very surprised by this
Yeah, Venice here, number four, Venice, Italy、
威尼斯意大利的威尼斯
对
Because I keep hearing stories of、Venice is a huge tourist trap
Yeah
说威尼斯是一个大的坑你如果就游作为游客的话很容易被坑、就
yeah, so really you, know,
you get ripped off
Yeah, exactly、
yeah.LP 的攻略是说你可以不要住在威尼斯里面你可以住在旁边的两个地方、然后呢就是坐一个火车就很方便就到威尼斯、坐可能几十分钟一个小时不到像地铁、我们从上海一端到另外一端你就到威尼斯、这样你就可以省很多钱、因为那住宿很贵但是呢Lonely Planet 也说现在的那个 Airbnb just gives you a lot more accommodation options.
That's right.
So, 因为出去旅游真的 accommodation 住宿就是一个大头。So if you can save on that, you know, you can really save a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right.
好，接下来这个国家啊，我现在对它有一个很特殊的感情。
Okay, so this country is Hungary.
匈牙利。
Yeah, 对，匈牙利。
但 Lonely Planet 选的这个城市我都不会念哎 Debrecen?In Hungary.
Yeah, what is the city called again? Debrecen?
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 对他说 it's rich、Debrecen. In history, but、there are a lot of modern influences.、又有过去的这个、历史然后现在 也非常现代的一个地方、而且呢它整个匈牙利其实 travel 都蛮便宜的、所以大家可以去啊。我想问 Spencer 的就是匈牙利 Hungary、就真的跟你说 I'm very hungry I'm starving 我很饿是一样的
Well it's spelled differently
Yeah
And actually it's Hungary Technically it's Hungary
啊国家是 Hung 因为是 H-U-N-G-A-R-Y 不是 H-U-N-G-R-Y
Yeah so if you're 你饿了 you would say Hungry
Hungry、yeah.
Whereas the country is really more like Hungary
Hungary 就是那个嘎啊的音更重
yeah, yeah, for example, Hungary. Yeah, people from Hungary are called Hungarians.
对对对。
Yeah.
好，匈牙利看完啊、接下来看一个，这也是个岛国是吧 ？Island country.
Actually, it's not an island country, but it does have islands, and it's right on the ocean. Yeah, 对，是靠海的。So we have Belize. It's a country in the in Central America, and actually, as far as I know, it's the only country in Central America where their national language is English.
哎呦，他今天这 list 上面地方我一个都没去过。上次说到国家，我们就说连那个 top 10国家，我们俩也都去过一个，就是 Canada，
yeah,
加拿大。
Wow, we really need to start. You know, we need to 闯世界 Jenny.
闯世界 we need to up our travel games,
that's,
对吧
That's right. We need to up the travel game.
多旅游旅游。接下来这个我特别想去。
Yeah, me too, actually. And yet we haven't gone.
这个地方就是
We've been spending all this time in the studio, Jen. We need to get out.
Get、
travel.
out, see the world.
Yeah.
Maybe see Morocco.
Yeah, number seven, Morocco.
Marrakesh,、对吧
And this has actually been a very popular, low budget travel destination since like the 1970s, actually.
从70年代就有很多
A lot of
美国人对嬉皮士跑到摩洛哥啊、你说而且是就是 budget travelers、
exactly.
那边一直是比较便宜的
Yeah, I'd still love to go. I mean, it's on the desert. It's in the desert. It's on the Mediterranean. I mean,
对，然后又有那个时候 colonial past, French influences.
Yeah, and delicious food, I'm
对
sure.
对，吃的东西很好吃啊、摩洛哥就很有风情的一个地方。有风情英语怎么说啊
You could say it's like more exotic.
Exotic 就是很有异域风情的、mm-hmm. 对吧、
mm-hmm.
对、Lonely Planet 说 Morocco 是一个特别好的 low cost, but it will give you an intense hit of the exotic、
mm-hmm.
很 intensely exotic、mm-hmm. 特别特别有风情的一个地方、mm-hmm. 啊。
Alright, so next we have the world's biggest country
Russia.
俄罗斯 Yeah, okay, so here we have Russia. I've never been. Have you been?
也很惭愧没有，用中国至少去海参崴，去 Vladivostok 还很方便，但还、
yeah.
也没去过。
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Russia's huge. I'm sure there's so much beautiful stuff to go see.
对，你看整个 Far East, 远东离中国就很近、mm-hmm. 对吧、mm-hmm. 然后 you can go all the way up to St. Petersburg, well,、yeah. Moscow, St. Petersburg.
Yeah. I mean, Russia is definitely a country that's rich with history and、culture.
好但他们因为18年不是有那个 World Cup 吗、
yeah.
对所以 Lonely Planet 说到时候什么东西都很贵你要去还17年去正好现在的那个卢布也、
mm-hmm. yeah,
也是汇率很低。英语叫什么
Ruble Yeah,、the ruble
The rubles yeah, are really low.
Yeah, it went really low because 西方给他们制裁
对、yeah. 制裁英语叫
Sanctions
Yeah,
economic sanctions、
yeah. 好那接下来我们第九第十 Lonely Planet 推荐的性价比之王 Best Value in Travel、
mm.
Number 9哎呀我在那住了那么多年没去过我还不知道有这个地方
It says Bellarine、Peninsula of Australia
我不要说没去过我在澳洲读那么多年书我没听过这个地方 Bellarine Peninsula、
mm.
是离墨尔本比较近的
Don't know if we've had any listeners who've already been here but if you have 、you can enlighten us tell us where it is and tell us what it's like
这个地方Lonely Planet 说也是很有风情有很多那个灯塔 Lighthouse 然后呢还有很好的 Vineyard、mm. 酒庄
哦、oh, yeah, 对酒庄
对所以你要去 enjoy life 也不错到那儿享受人生、mm. 好今天第十个
this is the funniest I think this is hilarious Michigan's Upper Peninsula coming in at number 10
你的老家美国但它是密歇根而且是密歇根的 Upper Peninsula
Yeah, so I don't know how familiar our listeners are with American geography but Michigan is actually broken into two parts
密歇根分成两大部分
Yeah, so the Upper Peninsula is actually connected to Wisconsin
他说的这个半岛的上半部分是离威斯康星州比较近
不是比较近就是
连起来
对连 yeah, it's 连起来的、so it's like it literally is connected the upper peninsula of Michigan does not touch the other part of Michigan
反正 Lonely Planet 说 if you're from outside the US you might be reading this and wondering where
yeah and you may even be wondering that if you're American but not a Midwesterner
就美国人除非他是 Midwest 那一块、mm. 不然他也不熟悉 这,、mm. 这块地方、mm. 但是呢、it's got stunning natural beauty stunning 就是特别特别美的对吧、mm. 让人惊讶的这种、
yeah. 对
自然风光而且有非常 charming Norman Rockwell-esque towns and villages 那我想去
I mean, this does look quite nice from the picture,
doesn't it? 那个 Norman Rockwell 画的色彩啊、mm. 就是这种很饱和的 saturated,、mm. very warm colors of orange, pink.
对。
他说那边看日落很漂亮你就觉得就像看一个、Norman Rockwell 的画就是里面 small town charm, 小镇的那种。
对。
魅力啊
Yeah, that's right
好那我们今天这些推荐的地方呢大家到我们的推送里面可以了解到它更加具体的一些情况然后包括很美丽的图片 Also helps you decide where you want to go And best of all is they're all budget friendly
Yeah, 对 apparently so
对你的荷包是比较友好的没有那么贵啊好那我们听众里面 I'm sure there are a lot of world travelers 有很多爱旅游的人 come and share your travel experiences with us
Yeah, you should go to some of these places 应该体验一下
然后大家有什么很好的性价比的这个出游推荐可以在留言里面跟别的朋友一起分享、
That's right
好那就像我节目前面说的如果你出游的时候想觉得就是多学一点英语不光是出游前和在那个地方、
mm.
可以让你有更好的体验，觉得平时也学习的话，这样 you're always ready, you know, to experience the world.
I know I am, Jenny.
对，希望开言英语的会员课程能够帮助大家呢。我们一年，其实我觉得真的也是想坚持这样的 best value 性价高性价比、好，大家可以到我们的微信公众号了解并且升级账号 and happy traveling.
Yeah, see you next time, guys.
再见。